Hello and welcome to part 10 of Crazy Party. Today we're taking on the Heights. So let's get right into this. Take our 10 coins and let's get going. And so the Heights are mountains, skies, and even space. So this is a level I like. I love this world. This is a fun little world in general. All right, Peaceful Mountain. Something tells me that it's not going to be as peaceful as I feel like it is.
You should climb a mountain till the top, find the climbable part, and climb from one ledge to the other. Also, avoid the few deadly wasps and the swirling winds. This game is played as a side-scroller. Press the numbers in order to find the relevant sound.
That sounds great. And by great, I mean that sounds crappy. All right, so we're going to climb a mountain. All right, let's do it. Well, where's the ladder? Oh, crap. That was a really bad start. Gotta run all the way back. There we go. There we go. You'll remember the forest level had wasps. There we go. I just cannot find the... There we go. Okay. Now, one thing I will tell you, this level has some of my favorite games in it. There are some games in here I just love.
Minus 2 points.
Whoa. Oh, man. Oh, scary stuff. Oh. Please be over here. Oh, no. Don't go all the way to the right. Please. 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 No!
Oh. 4 points. You have 19 seconds.
I had to go to the left, I think. All right, so, anyways, I got 4 points on that. I'll take it.
8 seconds. Yeah. 4 points.
No unlocking that game. Oh, well. It's a nice mountain, though. You know, not too bad.
You scored 4 points.
I'll take 4. Whatever.
You win 4 points. You now have 14 points. New path is opening to the east.
Okay.
The Peak and the Wind.
The Peak and the Wind. This is one of my favorite games. I love this game.
You'll have to walk on the mountain peak, but there are some swirling winds won't let you share it with them. Hopefully you can sometimes go down to some smaller ledges so that you can avoid them, but be careful not to be too late. This game is played as a side-scroller. Press the numbers
so we have to climb down ledges.
This sound. This sound.
And we have to avoid swirly winds. I love this game. Mainly, I love the music. Oh, cool. Okay. Can I keep going? Yes, I can. Oh. Yes. No. No! Go back. Go back. Oh! Alright, wait for those two to go. There you go. Oh, no. Go past. Thank you.
Oh. Minus 9 points. 66 seconds.
Can I keep going? Oh! Oh! Go back! Go back! Go back! Now, sometimes you can run at the bottom, like right there.
0 points. Seconds. 10 points.
Oh, we're going to get 10 points, you guys. All right, let this guy go by.
24 seconds.
Okay, guard.
All right,
we're not going to get 20. Well, maybe we are. I'm going for it.
7 seconds.
Go.
19 points.
We're going to get 20. Yes!
You scored 20 points.
And we will take 20 points on that. Thank you very much.
You just unlocked this game.
Whoosh.
You win 20 points.
Oh, that was awesome.
New path is opening to the east. New path is opening to the south.
Oh, 2 pounds.
Box.
A box, yes. I want a box. What's in the box? What's in the box? Come on.
You get blue crystal. X1. You
have four. Oh. I wanted a gem. Oh, well, whatever. I'll take it. That's fine. All right, so now we're going to go to the east.
Fire clouds.
Fire clouds.
Your crossing is a high place that clouds seem within range, but no, it seems rather that you are within range of these unusual clouds, so cross this place full of chasms, avoiding fireballs generated by the clouds. This game is played as a side-scroller. Press the numbers in order to find the relevant hit. Cloud. Fireball on the ground. Fireball in high ground.
Oh, God. This is like a game that we'll see later. I'm not gonna like this. There we go. I'm not ready for this today. There we go.
Minus 4 points.
That's a high one. That's a high one. That's another high one. Oh my God.
10 points. 54 seconds.
I just don't... This game, I'm not as crazy about. But I win! So, I'll take it.
You scored 20 points. You just unlocked this game.
Weesh.
You win 20 points. You now
nice.
Have 54 points. New path is opening to the east.
Alright, so what do we got going on
Stormy
here?
Summit.
Stormy Summit. Oh, this game. Yeah, this one's fun. This is a good time.
In a completely stormy day, you find yourself obliged to cross the top of a mountain full of chasms. Obviously, under these conditions, you attract lightning. Fortunately, your survival instinct allows you to feel the imminent arrival of the ladder. Therefore, when you feel that lightning is about to strike, don't stay where you are, of course. Also, don't forget to jump over chasms with the space bar. Good luck. This game is played as a side-scroller. Press the numbers in order to find the... hit.
All right, so when you hear a loud beep-beep, you need to get the heck out of the way. This game, the best way to play this is to just run. Don't stop for anything. If you don't stop, you're fine. And don't fall in the pit either.
107 seconds.
Plenty of time, though. Whee! Leap over that. Leap over that. Whoa.
0 points.
Nice, another 20.
You scored 20 points. You just unlocked this game. You win 20 points. You now have 74 points. New path is opening to the south.
Okay, what do we got going on here? New path. half to the rainbow. South. Oh, rainbow. You know, I think I am missing some games. I'm going to go back here.
Box.
Oh, a box. Hold on. I want to see what's in here. Yeah.
You win 5 points.
Oh, wow. So generous. There are a whole other set of games that I'd like to check out. So just a second, because I know we're missing a whole set, and I don't want to have to do this place twice, because there's not two exits. Oh, up here. Here we go. So we come up here, and Space Invaders. Oh, here we go. I knew there was some stuff
here. Aliens are invading Earth, and your goal is to stop them. Move right or left to center your target and press F to fire them. Kill as much enemies as you can before they land on Earth, but be careful not to fire uselessly in the air because your weapon could become overheated. Be brave. Press enter when you're ready.
All right. See what we can do.
Zero points. 1 point. Five points. 8 points. Nine points. 10 points. You, 15 points. 11 seconds. You scored 19 points.
I just missed 20 by 1.
You just unlocked this game. You win 19 points. You now have 98 coins. New path is opening to the east.
New path. What do we got?
Space-time vortex.
Space-time vortex. Oh, this game is fun, too.
You are driving your spacecraft at a very high speed through a vortex, kind of a wind tunnel that let you cross the space-time with a tremendous pace, but this isn't the most important part of the story because the crucial elements here are all the bonuses dispatched all around the vortex. Just try to grab most of them by moving left or right, despite your high speed. Press enter when you're ready.
All right, so we're going at high speeds. We need to get the bonuses. All right, let's do it.
Ooh. You win 2 points.
God.
You win 2 points.
I'm not good at this. Come on. Get those bonuses.
You win 4 points.
Get the bonuses.
10 points. You win 3 points. You win 1 point. You win 1 point. You win 2 points. You win 4. You win 1 point. You win 2 points. You win 3 points.
There we go.
27 points. You win 3 points.
There we go.
You win 2 points. You win 3 points. You win 2 points. You win 4 points.
All right, I'll take it.
You scored 41 points. You just unlocked this game.
Blast off.
You win 41 points. You now have 139 coins. New path is opening to the east.
What's next?
Parachute jump.
Parachute jump. Okay. How do we play this one?
You are falling irremediably down, wearing your golden parachute. Your goal is to grab as many bonuses as you can. They are flying in the air, and you have to move left or right to catch them.
Be brave.
It sounds easy, but it is a rather difficult task. Press enter when you're ready.
I don't like this game at all. I don't know how you're supposed to get them. Oh!
2 points.
Oh. Come on. Come on.
You win 3 points.
There we go. Damn it. This is not a fun game.
You win 4.
Oh.
9 points.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
You scored 9 points.
Just missed unlocking it by one. Oh well.
You win 9 points. You now have 148 coins.
And we don't unlock another path, so we gotta go all the way back.
Fire clouds.
All the way back.
Fire.
However, we get to play one of my favorite games. Probably my favorite game in the game.
Rainbow.
Rainbow. And I have a special guest here. His name is Tagmore. And Tagmore knows all about rainbows being a leprechaun, don't you, Tagmore? Almost certainly do there, Liam. On this game here is all about how you have to make rainbows do really cool things there. And one of the things that I hate the most is how people always come up to me and say, "Hey, Tagmore, how come there's never a pot of gold at the end of your rainbow? You can never find it, can you?" And I have to say, you know, leave me alone there because I don't know. I've never found a rainbow. Well, that's great, Tagmore, but what does the rainbow and the pot of gold have to do with anything? Well, nothing particularly there, Liam. You know, just wanted to talk about it. And since you were giving me the microphone for a bit there, I thought that I'd yammer on a bit. That's great. You want to play this game? Almost certainly do. Give me the keyboard there. Here you go, Tagmore. Thank you very kindly there, Liam. So this is the game here. Let's listen to Mr. Man.
A rainbow is very beautiful. You'll have the opportunity to see one. You're controlling the beam of a headlight headed skyward. Track the beautiful clouds that go here and there in the sky and lighten them sufficiently for a long period of time so that each one forms a rainbow. Press the numbers in order to find the relevant sounds. Then press enter when you're ready.
But one thing you gotta be remembering is there is no pot of gold at the end of this rainbow. So don't be sitting here thinking, "Oh, I'm fantastic. I found a rainbow. But there's gold here." There's not. That's great, Tagmore. Let's go make some rainbows. Let's certainly do that here, Liam. So I'm just floating around here looking for rainbows. Oh, I think I found one there. Make sure you keep it lit up. I know how to play the game, Liam. I listen to Mr. Man tell me what to do. Sorry, Tagmore. There we go. That was a good one, Tagmore. Can you get more? I think I got some more here. I like when you get two in a row and they're both bunched up there and you can quickly get them. Yeah, I do too. I like that. This is one of my favorite games, Tagmore. I know, and thank you for letting me play it there, Liam. I bet you're looking forward to the intellectual world. No, I'm not. I'm sure that's next. That might be there, Liam. Bet you're going to have fun recording that one. Thanks, Tagmore. I'm really not. Okay, let's go after this one. Keep it centered. There we go. Let's go get that other one. Where'd it go? I don't know.
4 points.
It ran away. Where'd it go? Oh, here we go. Go get it. Get it. Oh, I love. Come on, come on, come on, come on. All right, go get the other one. I think they blow away after a certain amount of time. I don't know. There we go.
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Come on, Liam. Can you get a few more there? I thought you were playing. Yeah, I guess I am. I did better when I was playing. Oh, I think I got one here. Got it, Tagmore. You got it. I don't think you're going to get another one.
16 points.
I did pretty good there, though. 16 points. I'll take it. Yeah, it's not bad. Good job.
You scored 16 points. You just unlocked this game.
Yippee. Good job, Tagmore. Thank you very kindly.
You now have 164 points. New path is opening to the east.
Now you can play the next game, Liam. Thanks, Tegmore. Because the next game...
Strange Cylinder.
Strange Cylinder.
A cylinder, the gigantic work made by an ancient people using the forgotten technology, connects several peaks one another. You are supposed to walk on this, and only a cylinder that is big enough to keep your equilibrium on this thing, but you will quickly see how it will impose its own rhythm on you. The cylinder will turn regularly, which will make you fall inevitably if you don't save yourself. Therefore, you will do so by jumping just before it does its fatal rotation. This game is played as a side-scroller. Press the
numbers in order to find thing will turn, yeah. And you've got to be able to figure out the pattern. Oh, yeah, see? Oh!
You're back to your starting point. Inside.
Oh!
You're back to your starting point.
Doing good. Once you get the rhythm down.
Ooh. Five.
Oh!
13 points. You're back to your starting.
Two. Wow, I almost had.
Three seconds. Five.
No, yeah, that was bad. Oh.
You're back.
We did pretty good. I'll take the 13 points. That thing will spin. We'll just kind of let it do its thing. There's no point in trying. Not bad, though. I'll take it.
You scored 13 points. You just unlocked this game.
Spin.
You win 13 points. You now have 177 points. New path is opening to the east.
Are we done?
End.
Yeah, we're done.
You have unlocked the world, the intellectual.
The intellectual. Oh, boy.
The game is ending. It is now time to tell you the results. You get gem, X1. You now have 12.
This isn't good. I'm not looking forward to this next world at all.
Your performance allows you to add 3 points to your box. Your box has now 1357
boy.
Points. Congratulations and thank you.
So that's good. We unlocked a new world. So in part 11,
main menu, adventure mode.
I guess we'll take on the intellectual. Oh, God, this is going to suck so bad, you guys. This may have multiple takes. I don't know if we're going to get it all. If we're going to get it done in one, because the intellectual is really hard. It's not a good time. I tend to cheat a little bit, I'll be honest. Not proud of that fact. But sometimes it's so frustrating, I just don't know. So we'll see what we can do. I will see you guys in the next part, which will unfortunately be the intellectual. But hey, you know, we had to get to it eventually. Now we're going to get to the hard worlds. We've got 4 worlds left to do. And this is where the rubber is going to meet the road. So yeah, it's going to get interesting. So I'll see you guys in part 11. Don't forget to jam on that like button. Click subscribe. Tell your friends. Share it on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Gadu, whatever you use. Tell people that we're playing this game. And let's get these numbers up. We're almost to 700 subscribers, which is awesome. It's really good, so I'd love to see the numbers climb. So anyways, thank you guys for listening, and I will see you later.